heart even from Sunday night when we were singing that song. I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for, because He's been so good to me. I'm telling you what, is that the way you feel tonight? That you've got plenty to praise God for. Amen. That you've got plenty to thank Him for. I think that we do. I think we've got plenty to praise God for. He's been so good to me. I believe that He's been good to you also. These verses of Scripture, verse number 2 says, forget not His benefits. Don't forget them. It's easy to forget what God's done for us. You know what? One of the main warnings that Moses had from God for the children of Israel was when you get in that land and you get in them houses that you didn't even build, and you get to eating out of them vineyards that you didn't even plant, and he said, and you drinking that milk and that honey, said, don't forget the Lord that brought you out of Egypt. Don't forget God that done all these miracles for you. He had them set up memorials in there in Jordan. He had them set up memorials in other places. That way they would not forget. This verse of Scripture right here says, forget not all His benefits. Praise God. God gives us benefits. We don't deserve benefits. You know that? You don't deserve benefits. Benefits are undeserving. Benefits are an act of love. Benefits are extra. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Praise God. In Psalm 68, verse number 19, He said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Amen. Who daily loadeth us with benefits, extras, things that we don't deserve. Amen. God gives it to us. Amen. In 1 Timothy, when the Apostle Paul is going down through that list, and he's telling Timothy about the love of money and how this one is, amen, it's turned people that way and caused people to do this. Right down at the end, along about the end of that chapter, he says, charge those that are rich that they would give and all. And then he gives one line in that scripture. He said, but give to God who giveth us all things richly to enjoy. I'm telling you what, we're sitting here tonight and we're blessed tonight because God gave us all things, and He gave us benefits. Why'd He give them to us? Why does God give us extra? Why does God give us blessings? Can I use this word? Why does God give us bonuses? Because He wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to enjoy His things. He said He gives us all things richly to enjoy. There's benefits to serving God. David was going to bring the ark up to Jerusalem, and they was bringing it up on this cart, and that Levite Uzzah, or whoever he was, stuck his hand out when it shook and he died, and David was, you know, it bothered him, and he said, I can't bring the ark up. And so they took it into the house of Obed-Edom. And the Bible said that the Lord blessed Obed-Edom. Praise God. It was there, I think it was 3 months. And they told David, God is blessing Obed-Edom. You know what? I was out here at Denny's in Kilgore, and they got a picture from a long time ago of this little boy, probably about the size, I don't know, James or somebody like that. He's a big boy, maybe Cason. And he's sitting on these watermelons. Brother Bob, you saw it. And we thought, what in the world is that? I mean, huge watermelons. Man, I'd like to have some of them. But that's what it was. You know what I think happened? I think they bringing some big old watermelons by. And David said, man, where'd them come from? Said, that come out of Obed-Edom's garden. You know, you get them like a Country Extra magazine or something, look through there, and they'll have them prizes on that pumpkin, huge or something, you know. Cucumber, I mean like this, you know, they have them huge cucumbers, and they're rare. I imagine David, or, you know, maybe saw some big old cucumber. Man, where'd that come out of Obed-Edom's garden? That's the way God does for his people. I think it was Brother Curtis told me about a man having, there were them worms come in there, and that man went out there on his field and prayed, and those worms come to the edge of that field and never come any further. Coming through that area and come right there to where that man prayed and stopped and skipped and went right over. That's the way God can do it. God can bless you, or God can allow things to go wrong. Amen. I tell you what, I'm thankful for God's benefits. Hallelujah. He's got extras for his people. Amen. God's got extras. Amen. It's called handfuls on purpose. Did you ever read that in Ruth? Amen. Ruth was out there, and the children of Israel was commanded when they reaped their fields not to reap everything. They would leave part of it out there. Why? For the strangers. And he said, because remember, you was a stranger and you was a pilgrim. So those beggars and strangers would come through the field after the reapers, and they would get corn and, you know, an ear here and an ear there. But you know, those old tight, stingy people like we are sometimes, you know, they didn't leave very much. You know they didn't. Maybe not. I don't know. But anyways, Boaz told his reapers, he said, leave some handfuls on purpose. Hallelujah. Some of it will fall out there on accident, but there's other times when God will take a handful of corn and lay it down right there on purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. And God will give you a little extra. Amen. Why does he do that? Because it's benefits. Hallelujah. No wonder the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. As God gave you a handful on purpose. Amen. If you're blessed tonight, it's because God blessed you. Amen. He left a handful on purpose. Amen. And he said, bless the Lord. I think we've got something to praise God for tonight. He said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? All your iniquities. You know, we're sinful people, but there's some things we do that it's a little harder to get over. Sin in God's eyes is the same. It don't matter if it's a little white lie or some great big sin. It's all sin to God. But to us, we'll get by with something small, and then something big, it'll haunt us for years and years. I mean, what we've done, that guilty conscience. But the scripture here says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Not just the little stuff. Are y'all still with me tonight? Not just the small things, but all thine iniquities. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John and verse number 1, chapter 1, verse 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Hallelujah. Amen. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Amen. I don't want to be repetitious. What do y'all think about that big word? Amen. I don't want to, repeat myself, but I feel like talking about it again tonight. The Bible says in Micah, I got to looking this up after Sunday night. It got me so stirred up. Micah chapter number 7 and verse 18 says, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgressions of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. Verse number 19, he will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Hallelujah.